This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, July 31st on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
Raleigh James, and it is Monday night, so that means 3 hours of live trivia. Now, it's not Friday night, so if you're listening on Friday night, do not call. Sit back, enjoy the show, and mark your calendars for Monday, because every Monday from 10 to 1, we play trivia live. And the prizes aren't worth the postage it takes to get to you, but we have a good time with it. There are several ways to win. One is, of course, guess the question that I throw out, and we have a straggler from last week. We never let anything last more than 2 weeks, so if it's not gotten by the end of the show tonight, I will reveal it. Next way is guess one of the bumper stumpers. If you know the artist, you're a winner. Better than that, if you know the theme, you're a winner, and there is a theme. Yeah, we've got, 11 records that'll be bumper stumpers tonight, and they all have something very much in common. And it's up to you to figure out what that might be. Now, if you don't know my bumper stumpers and you don't like my question, you can have your own category, and sky is the limit on that. We prove that every week with Johnny D's hominids. But, or hominins. Whatever. Old things. However, there's something you know something about. I don't know what it is, but you do. You call in, ask for that category, we'll get your question, and you answer it, and that's how you win. But as I say, what you really are playing for is the fun of it, and I appreciate that. 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. All right, now, the straggler. This happens 27,000 times a day on average in America. Really? 27,000? What happens 27,000 times a day on average in America? All right, so 888-876-5593. And in the I'll take another category, please, Lisa in Dundee's going to kick it off tonight. How's it going, Lisa?
Oh, good. How are you, Raleigh?
I can't complain.
You know, I can't complain either. Nobody cares, right?
Well, that's absolutely true.
And we have to just find a way to get through it.
Yeah. Yeah, that pretty much sums up life. And on that happy note.
Exactly.
We're going to talk movies.
Yes, please.
And actually, we're talking 1960 because you and everybody else saw Psycho, leaving most of us on the edge of our seats. You remember the peephole that Norman Bates, Anthony Perkins, used to view the attractive Marion Crane, played by Janet Leigh.
Yes.
Well, here's what I want to know.
Oh, boy.
When Marion Crane booked herself into the Bates Motel, what name did she use?
Huh. Crap.
And by the way, the quiz claims that it was a prophetic-sounding name, but of course, I don't remember enough about the movie to know precisely why that would be accurate.
No, I mean, isn't that funny? You've seen it a million times.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to tell me what was covering the peephole.
Ah!
But, what name did she register under?
Yeah.
That I'm not going to be able to answer.
Well, it was Marie Samuels.
Oh.
And Samuel was the name of the Hebrew prophet that was to become the leader, which was the clue to the quiz. Marion Crane misappropriated a large sum of money from her employee by not banking it as she was supposed to. And in the process of fleeing with the money, she was intercepted by a police officer regarding a driving matter. Although he allowed Marion to continue after the interception, the officer decided to follow her, sensing something was not right. Even after trading in her car with another vehicle, he was still on the scent, knowing that it was only a matter of time before her ex-boss found out she had not deposited the money, as well as that the police officer had cited her license with her correct name. Marion Crane chose to book into the Bates Motel under the alias of Marie Samuels.
Marie Samuels, that is a great trivia question.
Well, you know, I'm glad you think so.
I'm just sorry I didn't know it. But
as I often say, it could be an Estonian for all I know. I just read the words.
No, I mean, I can picture everything you just read. I mean, I can see it in my mind.
Wow.
You know, the movie. And I think even Alfred Hitchcock, you know how he was always in every one of his movies?
Oh, absolutely.
In some way.
Yeah.
I think, didn't he walk in front of her car or something?
Yeah.
In that movie? I don't know. I could be making that.
But when we got to Samuel was the name of the Hebrew prophet that was to become their leader, I'm thinking, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. What does that have to do with the movie?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
I thought really it was a trick question. Yeah. And that she just signed under her own name because she just wasn't really very smart. But
no, she picked Marie Samuels.
Huh.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
What do we have? Okay. Are we not working right now? Oh, dear. I was reformatting computers earlier in the day, and I said to John, you know, I might have done something between the...
<Uh-oh>.
Yeah, between what he uses to write down who's on the phone and what I use to see it. I said, I don't guarantee it, but I'd check it out. Well, he thought he did. Guess again. All right. Well, very
All
good.
Right.
You're a winner. Hang
I
on.
I will try again next week.
Good deal. I'm going to put you on hold, and let's see if John can pick it up. I have no idea at this point, but we'll find out. All right. So put Lisa on hold. There we go. And maybe John will pick her up. And we'll get to Barry in New Hampshire. We're going to do charts from August of 1966 coming up. And there's plenty of room for you, too. Yeah, see what I mean? You can have any category you want. But if you want my question, this happens 27,000 times a day on average in America. 27,000 times a day? What? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, who are they? And what's the theme? Yeah, I know. There's no way you're going to know the theme yet. You need a few more records, obviously. However, you should know this. 1962 on the Marque label. And Morris Chestnut Sr. was in that group. Yeah, and in fact, Helen Simpson was too. In fact, she wrote this. Ralph Chestnut was in it also. So who are they? Obviously, L.A. based. Yeah. And, all right, so... There you are. There you have it. Yes. And, of course, Morris Chestnut Jr. has done a lot of acting. Man, I'll tell you what, if I was 30 years younger, what What a hunk. You know, the way around. Yeah. I loved that Rosie when he did that show. I thought that was just like the best. And of course, I think we got like two seasons and then it went away. How dare it? All right. Well, that's life in the big city. Now, this happens 27,000 times a day on average in America. What happens? All right. That's your trivia question. You can have your own category, as we're going to prove. But before we do anything else, Marianne knows the bumper. All right, Marianne, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you tonight?
All right. How about yourself?
Okay, pretty good. That was The Vows?
Yes, it was. The Vows, Morris Chestnut Seniors Group. You betcha.
Okay, I'll hold on for John.
All right, don't go away. All right,
okay.
So good deal. Yes, that is absolutely true. The Vows. All right, so we're starting off right. So let's, we're really starting off right because, let's see. Can I put this on hold without dropping Marianne? Let's see. Yes, all right, success. But it looks like something's come back. Yeah, I don't know, maybe from the dead. All right, before we get to Barry and his charts, and we will, JT and Aurora wants to take a guess on. This happens 27,000 times a day on average in America. So, JT, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
I'm thinking that somebody somewhere is going to stub their toe.
Oh, my God. I wonder if there's any statistics on that at all. That's not right, but
thought it could happen often enough, but not too often.
Well, it could absolutely happen it often. I just wonder how they'd get the statistics on that.
Somebody has to report it. Maybe they have to break their toes. I don't
right,
know.
Right, and show up in a hospital or something. I can't imagine.
Exactly.
Yeah, most of this
exactly.
Most of our own clumsiness and stupidity we tend to keep to ourselves. But that's
thank you.
Thanks for trying. Do it again. Appreciate it.
No yeah. problem. Okay. Bye bye.
Yeah, I remember many years ago, John was still getting used to me in some ways, and we've been married a while. But even so, and he came home from a shoot. He'd been away for a few days, and he said, "What's new?" I said, "Nothing. I broke my toe." And, you know, it was like the fourth toe, and it was all purple. And he said, "You got to go to the hospital now." I said, "No, I don't. There's nothing wrong with it other than it's broken. It will heal on its own. There's nothing that..." Well, he just pitched a fit that I had to go. So finally, I thought, well, all right, I'll go. And, of course, it was exactly as I thought. There's nothing we can do about this. Exactly. It will heal on its own. Now, that's not as true with the big toe. But one of the little piggies that go to market, man, just, you know, they'll get unsightly and then they'll heal. It's not that hard. All right. So 888-876-5593. Dale in Oaklawn is taking a guess. So welcome back to WGN Radio, Dale.
Hi, Raleigh. How you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Answer to the question, is it blinking their eyes?
No. That's an interesting guess, though.
I know. I've heard something before, like someone's come up with a...
Right.
They said, you know, they blink their eyes so many times. How about swallow?
No.
No? Okay.
But, you know, you're right about one thing. Those are the kind of things that they probably do have statistics on. Now, I have no idea what the answer is, but I could see how they could get some type of an estimate, probably a lot easier than toe stubbing.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
That's right.
Thanks for trying.
Okay.
Do it again. Appreciate it.
Thanks
right.
a lot. Bye-bye.
Thanks. So, 888-876-5593. We say goodbye to Dale, and we say hello to Don in Beloit. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Yes, boy.
Hey, Raleigh, we always like hearing from things about you, so that's always cool when you talk about stuff about you and John. What's the weirdest thing you ever had to give away for a radio program?
Well, I'll tell you the one that caused me the most amount of trouble, but the weirdest was probably on D-Day, Dorito Day, I had to give away bags of Doritos on the Northwest Tollway outside of Rockford, and it's a wonder I lived. But the weirdest one of all time is when I was program director for KPOL, which I affectionately called Radio Poland, not on the air, the sales manager came and said to me, "Do you want something to give away?" And at this radio station, I said, "I'll take anything to give away." He said, "Anything?" I said, "What do you got?" He said, "I've got cases of Spam." And so I said, "Can I do anything I want with them?" "Well, yeah, you can give them away any way you want." And he thought that it was going to be some type of on-air contest. I said, "You're sure?" "Oh, yeah." And so I held the world's first Spam sculpting contest. And because I didn't assume anybody was going to eat it. So in Griffith Park, we sculpted it.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was
super
the
hot weather conditions. What was weather conditions like?
Yeah, it was typical LA. It was fine. The weather was okay. But, you know, obviously the advertiser was, you know, his bang for the buck was that people would eat this stuff. He didn't think that, you know, they were going to turn it into frogs and, you know, swans and other things you can sculpt
right.
a can of Spam into.
Well, I got a couple that I know are, but it might not be your answer, but I know I'm in the right ballpark maybe for something.
Somewhere. Okay, let's hear them.
Number of objects in space that NASA tracks every day.
27,000 times a day? Wow. I hope you're wrong. It's not the answer I'm looking for, but I sure hope not.
Well, it's like the number of objects
that
they track, apparently.
27,000 a day. Well,
how about admittances to hospitals?
Nope.
Don from Beloit gives up. Okay. Well
you'll think of something else and you'll call me back, I hope. Thanks.
If you want, I'll do the World War II airplane guessing game if you wish.
All right, but you got to hold on a while because I got to find that. Don't go
you
away.
Got it.
All right, so we'll leave Don and his World War II airplanes on hold, and if I can, which I think I can, and we'll get to Barry in New Hampshire and his charts. Hey, Barry, how's it going?
Hey, Wally.
So we're going to do August of 1966.
Yes.
All right. And where were you in August of 1966?
10 years old.
Ah, yes.
Fourth grade.
All right. Well, it was August. It wasn't school. Did you go away?
Oh.
Nope.
That's okay. Right. Listening to the radio. Probably
right.
At camp, day camp.
There you go. August of 1966. I was in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Don't even ask. All right. So let's move directly on. And here we go to August 1966. Number one, Summer in the City.
Love and Spoonful.
Number two, Little Red Riding Hood.
Sam the Sham and the Farrells.
Number three, They're Coming to Take Me Away, haha.
Napoleon.
Yeah, it's good.
Napoleon the Ninth.
Well, Napoleon the 14th, but good enough. The fact that you knew Jerry Samuels was Napoleon anything, I'll take it. Number four, Wild Thing.
The Trogs.
Number five, The Pied Piper. Hey, babe, I'm the Pied Piper. It was on Jamie.
Don't know.
Crispian St. Peter's. Number six,
okay.
I Saw Her Again.
Love and Spoon. I mean, Mamas and the Papas.
Yes. Number seven, Sonny. Probably the biggest record
Bobby
of that
Hebb.
Summer. Yeah, Bobby Hebb
Bobby
it was.
Hebb.
All right. Number eight, Mother's Little Helper.
Rolling Stones.
Number nine, oh, God, Somewhere My Love. No 10-year. By the way, no 10-year-old should know this.
A Percy Faith, maybe?
No, worse than that. Ray Conniff.
Oh.
and number 10, Sweet Pea.
Tommy Rowe.
Yes, all right. Well, you got enough to win. Good deal. Hang on. Don't go away.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
All right. Good
nice
deal. Yeah, you got a 70%. I think that's a C at most schools. So, so sure. 888-876-5593. We successfully put... put Barry on hold, and we'll come back with World War II questions with Don and another bumper stumper. Yeah, we've already gotten the first one, the vows, so let's see if we can make that two in a row. And not quite as hopeful, but then again, maybe. Maybe we'll get a taker on our little straggler happening 27,000 times a day on average in America. What is it? Or have your own category. All that and more coming up Monday night trivia. So if it's Friday night, sit back, relax, enjoy the show. If it's Monday night, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
I've seen and I've watched from my window, just wondering about a true love I'd someday meet, but I never thought the one I'd
live just across the street. I saw you one evening as you came home. Your smile and your hello was all so sweet. Then I knew I'd found one I love, living just across the street. Something were made for each other, like the leaves were made for the tree, and the bird for the wild blew yonder, and I knew you were made.
I'm Raleigh James. Well, it's a Memphis group, 1962 on Stax, and William Bell was in it. Who are they? And what does it have in common with our first record? Not that I expect anyone to intuit the theme just yet, but maybe you know the group, though it didn't sound much like Stax, did it? Yeah, and you wouldn't expect William Bell to be in it, but indeed he was. So, 888-876-5593. This happens 27,000 times a day on average in America. What happens? Beth is a first-time caller in Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you.
So what are we working on?
The only thing I came up with, power failures.
Oh, my God, I hope that's wrong. But, you know, something tells me you could really be. That's not it. Let's pray you're
okay.
Wrong, especially in summer. All right, Beth, call me again if you think of something else.
I will. Thank
you, Raleigh. Appreciate it. Yeah. Now, of course, if you're in the Arizona area and you have APS, absolutely pure, well, you can figure it out. Then maybe it is 27,000 times. But if you've got a real power company, probably not. All right. So let's see. Florida Flicker and Flash was really bad in Florida, too, now that I think about it. But all right. So what are we doing here? We're saying goodbye to Beth and hoping that she'll call again. That was nice. And Don in Beloit wants his World War II trivia, World War II airplane trivia. All right, Don, so are we ready?
I am ready.
All right, let's talk the P-51 Mustang.
Oh.
What company designed it?
Well, the British were involved later. They changed the Merlin. You asked me about the P-51 before.
Yeah, but not this.
They're made all over the place. Geez.
At the time, the company was only producing two other planes. One,
mm-hmm.
one of them was a B-25.
Yeah, I think it's North American.
Absolutely right. North American Aviation,
okay.
The SNJ trainers and the B-25 bombers.
Okay, okay. Well, I thought maybe it was a trick question or
no,
something.
No,
but
it was not a trick question. But most people don't ever think of NAA. You know, everybody thinks of, you know, your Boeings, your Lockheeds, you know, all that kind of thing. But but NAA is one of those things that few people remember. So good going.
Hey, Raleigh, thank you so much for that story about the Doritos. Oh, my God, that was so funny on I-90. It's just hilarious.
Well, the funniest part of this was, you know, D-Day, Dorito Day was something like May, and I had gotten there in mid-February, and no one was calling. I'd never worked a small market radio station to do talk radio before, and I found out fairly quickly why I was being paid the big bucks. Literally, it was a monologue. And, you know, the first month I was practically in tears every night. And then I realized I'm going to have to do one of two things. I'm going to have to start playing doo-wop or I better learn to monologue. And so I opted for monologuing. So anyway, here comes D-Day, Dorito Day. I'm in the Northwest Tollway. I think I'm going to be hit by a semi. All of a sudden I look over and there's like 20 women gathered just looking at me. And so I go over there and they were like from around the area. And, you know, we listen every day. I said, why don't you call? I might have told this story before, but one woman said, we don't want to interrupt you, dear. I said, no. I said, ma'am.
You're super fan.
Right, this is talk radio, not listen radio. It's talk radio. You're supposed to call. And most of them never did, but they did show up for their free Doritos.
Well, they probably, I just wanted to say, they're probably from Beloit. The Beloit Frito-Lay North America headquarters. Beloit is a big, big plant that makes a lot of things like that. So I'm guessing they came from here locally.
I would assume that they were from all over, you know, the county surrounding Winnebago County. There were, you know, I mean, if each one of them had called, these shows would have been easy to do. But literally, I was just doing monologues. I mean, rarely would I get a call. And usually when I did, it was about the school board. So, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. You have a great show. You can put me on hold if you wish.
Yes, absolutely. We've got to confirm that address. Thanks. Appreciate it. So, yes. D-Day, Dorito Day. Oh, God. You know, I remember one woman came with two Great Danes. And I love dogs. But one of them inadvertently pushes me into a lane of traffic. Fortunately, obviously, I'm talking to you now. There was nobody there. But for a moment there, it was a little dicey. Let's see. We've got Jeff in Beloit going to take a guess. So, Jeff, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
What do you think?
I'm thinking, unless you call your show, which I think it would be increased if I call your show, but I'm thinking it's Heartbeat.
Oh, that's interesting. No. But actually, when it comes to heartbeats, your heart probably beats about 100,000 times in the average day.
Well, that's my best guess. I was going to say swallow, but
that's the other way. Swallowing on average 580 times a day.
You know, Don called, and he's from Beloit.
Yes,
and I have a little bit of knowledge about the World War II aircraft as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have to call in, and I love that you can do that. You can give a trivia question on that.
Absolutely.
Now, you said the manufacturer of that plane, and
designer.
I had a couple guesses, and I was wrong, but I think I do know who made the fuel governor for that. And
really?
You came from Rockford. Well, not came from Rockford. You worked in Rockford for a year, I think.
And that is?
Okay. So what I was going to say is Woodward Governor, they made a lot of fuel governors, and they actually made the fuel governor for the Japanese Zero.
Really?
There's a big, big push to get the fuel governors out, and after they got over 1,000 of them or so, then they bombed Pearl Harbor within weeks.
Wow. I love
it. It's interesting.
It is. Yeah. Well, yes, you have to start asking for World War II trivia for planes, because we'll find them.
Yeah, I called last week for the first time. I was scared to death.
Oh, no. There's absolutely no reason to be afraid, but I will say it's probably harder being a caller than a host. And I'm grateful to everyone who was willing to do this, so I hope you will do it often.
You know, the thing that made it easier, though, Raleigh, is after I made a comment, you were all over it, and you embellished it with more knowledge. And that was a very good, interesting thing, and it makes it easier to call.
Well, I'm going to count on hearing from you soon, and I'll get my World War II planes together.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Raleigh.
Appreciate it. Yeah, so 888-876-5593. There is no category left unturned as far as that goes. We do prove that every week. And the king of that would be Johnny D. in Ohio. So, Johnny, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh. Well, I'm still scared to call you, and I've been calling you for like 10 years.
Not only that, you sing to me, so there should be no fear whatsoever.
Well, I go into my own world, you know.
Yeah.
In my own mind. I made another lineup on Caesar's Song, but it's kind of X-rated.
Uh-oh.
So, want me to do it?
No. You can send it to me, and then I'll answer that. But no, you know, my first job.
Not that bad. It's R-rated.
My first job is always don't lose the license, so send it to me, and I'll look at it.
All right. Well, you don't look at my emails anyhow. The poor Lisa, her, you know, you put the kibosh on her song. She ain't gonna get it. I put it on the shelf in my mind. And I forgot what shelf I put it on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I don't know what song I was doing it on. I forget. It might come to me again, though. Who knows?
It will.
Anyhow, 27,000 times a day. Yeah. If I was blinking my eyes 27,000 times, I think I'm looking through a strobe light.
Yeah, well.
I mean, do that. I mean, blink your eyes real quick, and it looks like a strobe light, don't it?
Well, the reality is that the average person blinks somewhere between about 15,000 and 19,000 times a day.
Wow. Geez, I never guessed that. And but, okay.
That's why staring contests are so hard.
Oh, yeah. Your eyes get all burning, and, you know.
Yeah.
You're staring at this person, they're staring at you, you know?
Yeah.
Anyhow, here's what I thought it was, or think it is. 27,000 times a day, somebody wins from $1 up to $2 on an instant scratch-off lottery ticket.
What a lovely guess. It's not right, but it's a lovely guess.
Yeah, I know. You went all the way up to $2.
Yeah. No, it's
unfortunately, you paid $10 for the ticket.
Yeah, you're right, exactly. Yeah.
All right, hit me with your hominin, and try not to be so ambiguous on this.
Last week, it was
so ambiguous, I couldn't even think what the heck you're trying to say.
All right, well, this is multiple choice, and I'll source it for you, tell you where it comes from if I can, or maybe I can't. But all right, here we go. Which of the following hominins, which lived between 550 to 750,000 years ago, is considered the most recent common ancestor of modern humans and Neanderthals?
No, wait a minute. Don't even give me the answers. I'm going to give you the answer, all right?
Okay.
Homo heidelbergensis.
Well, what'd they call him? I think you do know this.
Heidelberg man.
Absolutely right.
Okay.
Now, what's really interesting to me is one of the choices was Piltdown Man, and the Piltdown Man had
a fraud.
Yeah, right. But the Piltdown Man had an instrumental hit in the '60s, and I had no idea that Piltdown was in fact a hominin.
Oh man, you should see the story on that, Raleigh. It really wasn't a hominin. That there was a society over in England, Great Britain, right, of these real scientist guys, you know. And they wanted, they were looking for the missing link at that time, right? That's when they found Java. Anyhow, these guys made a hoax, acted like they found a skull somewhere over there in England, right? And they put it together, and it wasn't discovered until like the 1930s or 40s that they had a fraud. They put the jaw of a baboon or something,
mm-hmm.
and the skull of a early hominin, and made it act like it was the earliest, the missing link was found over there in England,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because they didn't believe that our ancestors could have come from Africa, okay? So anyhow, you read about it, you'll find out.
Well, that's...
Thanks, I won.
You did, and actually that's why the Piltdown Men, the group that had the Brontosaurus stomp, I'm not making this up, it charted, they named themselves after the hoax. Well, hell, I'd never heard of it, but but they had a lot of great
in England, this archaeological hotchy-totchy English society, you know.
Yeah, well, that was the Piltdown Men's only record, Brontosaurus Stomp. However, there were a number of, session players and more in that group who went on to quite the career. But yes, so now I know. Now I know why it was Brontosaurus Stomp and why it was the Piltdown Men. Good deal. All right, you're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, so how about that? 888-876-5593. That's 8888 Raleigh. And we're going to come back and do some lyrics with Fran and Austin. That's always fun. There's room for you two. We'll get to Ted and Hoffman Estates. And like I say, plenty of time. Another bumper stumper coming up soon right here on WGN Radio. Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's my favorite part, where it sounds like a completely different record. All right, so who are they? What do they have in common with the first two that we played? And that was on the Diamond label. Diamond was a little New York label that a couple of Moish Levy's cohorts started, Ed Kolsky and Phil Cowell. And, yeah, I guess most famous for Ronnie Dove. Yeah, but other than that, these guys. So who were they? All right, so Fran and Austin, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
All right, so we have lyrics for you. And I looked at these and I thought, man, she can do this. She's so much better than me. All right, so here we go. It's funny how they look so good together. Wonder what is wrong with me.
Oh.
And that's followed by, why can't I accept the fact that she's chosen him?
Oh, I know this. I know it. It's wrong with me.
Yeah, you are going to get it. Yeah, there they go. It's funny how they look so good together. Wonder what is wrong with me. Why can't I accept the fact that she's chosen him and simply let them be?
Here comes the night.
Absolutely right. Yes, yes, you betcha. Burt Burns wrote it, and them, Van Morrison, sung it. We have a winner.
I love that song. All right.
Yeah, good deal. All right, well, that's really hard. When I looked at that, I thought, you got to be kidding me. You know, you did.
Well, you did help me. So.
Yeah, but no, you did much better than I would have on that. You're like, what? And of course, it's a record. If anybody's listening saying, what the hell are you talking about now? It's a record probably everybody who remembers the 60s knows, but...
with another guy.
It was a good record, and nobody plays it anymore.
I know, and I love it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, Burt Burns lives at least in our hearts. Hang on a minute, don't go away. All right.
Okay,
so,
thanks.
Yeah, died way too young, and yes, it was heart failure. He had rheumatic fever as a kid and knew that he wasn't going to make it long, and boy, he lived his life to the fullest. And yeah. Burt Burns was the B and Bang Records, too, among many, many, many other things. All right, so Ted in Hoffman Estates is taking a guess on our trivia question. What do you think, Ted?
Hi, Riley. I would venture to say it's either car accidents,
oof,
heart attacks, oof, or divorces.
Neither. I hope none of those three are right, but now I'm going to go look up to find out how with the statistics on that. But it's not. If you think of something else, you call me back.
Okay, then thank
right,
you.
Thanks, appreciate it. All right, so yes, this happens 27,000 times a day on average in America. What happens 27,000 times a day on average? Shame, shame, shame. All right, so we'll get to Paul in Woodstock. I believe he wants Muppet movie trivia. I told you can have your own category, and I live by it, so we'll be coming up with that next hour right here, Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Hey!
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It's hour number two of Monday Night Trivia, and it is Monday night. That's right, last day of July, July 31st. If you're listening now, call us. If you're listening on Friday night, please don't. Relax, enjoy the show, but remember to call Monday between 10 and 1 Central, 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. So we've had three bumper stumpers. Maybe a theme is starting to appear. If not, just tell me who did it. All right, that was a hit. And our straggler question, this happens 27,000 times a day on average in America. What happens? And because it's a straggler, if you don't get it at the end of the next hour, I'll reveal it. Yeah, because I never leave you hanging more than a week on these. So let's see what Ted in Hoffman Heights. I think we might have talked. No, we did talk to Ted. That was our divorces. And that was my job, too, and I wasn't doing that. I was going to look out to see how many divorces happen a day in America. Yeah, and I will. But in the meantime, Paul in Woodstock wants Muppet movie trivia. Oh, man. All right, Paul. So let's say hello, and we assume that that the Muppet movie, this is 1979, is it? Paul, are you there in Woodstock?
Debut of the Muppets.
I see. So 1979, Muppet movie. And, of course, the Muppets were known on the little screen before this, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. I have absolutely no idea what to do about this, but I will. Okay. All right. So let's see. So, no, we probably don't want that kind of trivia. Yeah, I guarantee you we don't want that kind of... Let's just move right along and look for 10 things you didn't know about the Muppets? No, I'm looking for fun trivia. Okay. All right, the Muppet movie questions. Here we go. So this should do it. Now, which one do I like here? All right. Oh, well, you'll win right away. You ready?
Okay.
The first cameo appearance is in the swamp at the beginning of the film. Who introduces himself to Kermit as Bernie the agent?
That was Dom DeLuise.
Absolutely right. We have a winner. All right.
Excellent.
Good deal. Hang on. Don't go away.
Thanks.
All right. Good deal. So that's it. Yes, Dom DeLuise. Bernie the agent. You know, I could see him playing that role, actually. That works for me. And... He was in a number of things. So, All right. Now, this happens 27,000 times a day on average in America. Obviously, it's not you calling this show. I can say that with complete authority. So, since it is Monday Night Trivia, we need callers, and you better be one of them right about now. You don't have to answer the 27,000 times a day on average, but there's something you know something about. I don't know, maybe it is World War II airplanes. I don't know, or Muppet movies. Yeah, could be anything. We'll have a question for you. Look, if we can do hominins, we can do most anything. Yeah, Heidelberg Man, how about that? Yeah, Johnny D knows his hominins. So that's the deal. Or the bumper stumpers. And another one of those is coming up. So in the meantime, yes, at these slow moments like this, we have much to talk about. It is the 31st of July, and that means August tomorrow. Yeah, the only month with no holidays for the most part, no official holidays. Yeah, and I know. Years ago, I had a producer who wanted to help stamp out August. He thought there was just no need for it. The only sales were back to school and who wanted to go. Well, it made sense, actually. So Maria Cole would be 101 tomorrow. Right. That would be Maria Ellington, who, of course, Maria Cole married Nat King. Sure did. Met him at the Zanzibar Club. And she had a local TV show in L.A. in the 60s, Tempo, on Channel 9, TV 9 KHJ-TV. Anyway, she died 3 weeks before her 90th birthday at a nursing home in Boca Raton in 2012. Leval DeGree turned 75 this week. And he was born 1948 in New Orleans. And by all accounts, he is just a stand-up guy. And I say that because, of course, he was the one, right after they had their first mega million-selling records, who got caught involved with a mail heist. And, Yeah, it was not pretty. And he regrets it to this day and certainly has made up for it in many ways. But nonetheless, I can't see his name without thinking about that because, as I've mentioned so many times ad nauseum, the Whispers had been a year earlier, like 1979 or something. Nobody would have known who the Whispers were. But here's 1980. Their record's number one on the charts. It's selling a million records. And then he's arrested for the mail truck robbery. Yeah, well. So, also, he's had health issues over the last few years. He's, as with many people, he ignored all the symptoms until his wife clobbered him and said, go to the doctor. And he had a 90% heart blockage. They caught it early enough, did the surgery, and he's fine today. So, now, I don't know if you realize this, but the Scott brothers are still alive, and I'm thrilled to say that. Wallace Scotty Scott and Walter Scott, both of which... twins born in Fort Worth in 1943. And they are still there, and Leavell Degree is still performing with them. And so that's terrific. Now, sadly, Marcus Hudson, he's no longer with us. He died in 1992. And Gordy Harmon, he died very young, 1973. And Nick Caldwell had died in 2016. And that was really sad. Ahmed Erdogan would have been 100 today. Co-founder and president of Atlantic, born in Istanbul. And, of course, his dad was the diplomat from Turkey to the U.S., so he lived on Embassy Row. And he was 12 years old. He did his junior and senior high school and then went to Howard University and St. John's College in Annapolis and Georgetown. And, of course, he and his brother, Nesawi, just adored jazz, and an outgrowth of that was R&B, and, of course, that's the early genesis for Atlantic. And Frank Zappa, yes, named his third child Ahmet after Erdogan, and who's doing very well, I understand. So, 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, we're going to come back with Michelle in Geneva and do Spinal Trap, the movie, trivia. Yes. And, of course, Mark wants original Star Trek trivia. We're prepared. I don't know what Naldo is going to do. We'll find out. And Gary as well. And there's one line available for you. So 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Mammy, jammy, get it all. When the music's trapping right to our feet, and the beat is tapping right to the beat, then we start to stop around the hall. Smack, madam, mammy, jammy, get it all. Get all those crazy sounds while the record's going round and round. Get all those groovy steps. One, two, slide, you're slopping your head.
You got to hear the whole thing. That was quicker than I thought. Who is it? 888-876-5593. It's WGN Radio. It's Monday Night Trivia. Bumper Stumpers, they all have something in common. So maybe you know the artist or maybe you know the theme. And what can I tell you about that record to help you along here, if that's humanly possible? I'm not sure, because it's a little out there. But maybe, just maybe. Where, of course, I've lost the question. Oh, here we are. It was on the Great label. That's right, Great Records, in 1959. Yeah, and it decidedly fits the theme. There's absolutely no question about that. And
all lines are busy.
Oh, I should. Okay. Yes, John wanted you to know that all lines are busy now. Thank you. All right. So I don't know why I'm telling you that, but here's why I am telling you that, actually, is that if you get a busy signal, which you will right now, wait for somebody to hang up, and then there'll be a line available for you. So that's where we are right now. We've got a lot of different things we are covering. And what was I promising? Spinal Tap, Michelle in Geneva. So I can do that. Hello, Michelle. How's it going?
Hi, Raleigh. I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
All right. So Spinal Tap, huh?
Good. Yeah, I thought I'd dazzle you with my idiocy. It's a great movie. It's really funny. But yeah, I wanted to try for the trivia question, too.
Okay, try for that first.
Okay, this is really macabre, but how about suicide?
Oh, God, no. I have no idea what that number is. I hope it's not that high.
Yeah, I think it's, I don't know, it's kind of high, too. How about lost pets?
Nope.
Okay, that's all I got.
All right, Spinal Tap. Complete this phrase from when Nigel was talking to Marty about the amplifier levels. These go to blank.
11.
Yes, absolutely right.
One more than 10.
That's exactly it. Yes. Why don't we just make 10 louder and make 10 the top number and make them a little
louder?
Exactly. Yeah, well, he's going
to
love
it. Oh, that movie.
All right.
That movie is just ripe with wonderful humor. Can I also request a song?
Yes, we'll try for tomorrow night. What would you like to hear?
That's fine. How about What Does It Take by Junior Walker?
Oh, a wonderful song. Yeah, you could read the license renewal over that open. Okay.
Yeah. I like when he says, "Gonna blow for you."
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, but that open is like 28 seconds, you know.
Yeah, that's really long.
Right.
That's almost like Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
Yeah, right.
It's got a beautiful long intro, too.
Yeah, I know. You get the weather, you get the time, everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you betcha.
Write your grocery list.
Yes. Well, hang on a minute. Don't go away. You are a winner.
Okay, thanks, Raleigh.
So, good deal. That was Spinal Tap. And, yes, these go to 11. All right, so let's see. We're going to do exercise weight training trivia with Naldo in Japan. Naldo, how's it going tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Excellent. So are you a weightlifter yourself?
Yeah, I lift weights as a hobby.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I think, yeah.
Well, as you know, powerlifting and Olympic weightlifting have different lifts as part of their respective competition.
Yeah.
What are the lifts for powerlifting?
All lifts.
What are the, there's three different lifts. What are they?
Squat.
Yes.
Bench press.
Yes.
Deadlift.
We have a winner. Absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, very good. Do you know what they are for Olympic?
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
Clean.
Yeah, snatch, clean, and jerk. I can't even imagine what that is. It sounds like a porno movie. All right. Hang on a minute. You are a winner. We'll get that address. We'll be mailing you something originally. I guarantee you it'll cost us more to get there than whatever you're going to get. But hang on. Don't go away. Stay right where
you
are. My pleasure. I'm so glad you called. So, all right. Naldo calling from Japan. All right. We have a winner. That's just terrific. I'm excited about that. Yeah. All right. So. Gary in Austin wants radio trivia. So hello, Gary.
Well, hey, Raleigh, you know, I always liked hearing license renewals, you know, when they were back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, we still have to make those announcements, you know, like three times every day for like 2 weeks or something when it comes to license renewal. And, yeah, I guess you could say them over the opening to What Does It Take to Win Your Love?
Yeah, and I think they used to do the ownership and all that on the 1st and the 16th of the month. They used to kind of like, you know, those every now and then.
Yeah, now they just make us report that biannually. Like every 2 years, we have to send in our ownership report. This is one of those years. I better remember to do that this fall. All right. So everybody, when we're talking about top 40 radio of the 50s and 60s, everybody knows about the Storzes and the McClendons and the Star Stations, Don Burden's group and all that. But some of the littler groups were really very interesting. And one of them in particular had three radio stations, an AM-FM combo in St. Louis and a station in Texas. The station in Texas was named after their executive VP. You can either tell me what the group is or what the station is.
I believe that it's KBOX, and I think it's Balaban.
Absolutely right. Named after John F. Box, and their headquarters were in Chicago. They mostly were TV and movie theaters, but they had WIL, AM-FM, and KBOX. You are a winner.
Yeah, KBOX was my first entry into radio back in 60.
Yeah, so. I loved them. I thought they were a great little station. And Harry and Elmer Balaban. So, and they had some nice TV stations like Rockford and Springfield and New Britain, Connecticut and Champaign, Danville, Illinois, and one in Chicago, which they had partial ownership of. But, just those three radio stations. And WIL was a killer, too. They gave KXOK a real run for their money.
Yeah, I've heard some air checks of them, and I would have liked hearing them.
Yeah.
I've been able to pick them up.
Yeah, a lot of well-known people went through there, Dan Ingram and Gary Stevens and many others. So, yeah, I still have an ashtray, but that's about it.
So, all right.
Yeah. Well, hang on a minute. Don't go away. You are a winner. Balaban is right.
Okay, great.
All right,
thanks.
Good deal. So, 888-876-5593. We'll pick it up right there. We're halfway through Monday Night Trivia, which means there's an hour and a half for you to win. Coming up, we'll get Leah and Marcus Hook with MGM Movie Musicals. Mark has his Star Trek original series trivia. James wants World War II, and he's good at that, too. So there's two lines available for you, 888-876-5593. Now, as for what's going on in the rest of the world, we'll find out on WGN Radio.
Have to cry anymore.
Cry.
No need to cry anymore. My love is yours, darling. Here I am. I am yours.
Here I am.
You don't have to walk the floor.
I'm Riley James. Monday Night Trivia, and that's perfect example of this theme. Yeah, that's clear as mud to you. Who are they? All you got to do is know the artist. But if you know the theme even better, I'm impressed. So, 1970 on the Sarah label, and it was written by Cornelius Harp. And if you're saying, well, that name sounds familiar, yeah, he was in the Marcells. All right, so 888-876-5593. So let's see here with Leah in Marcus Hook. How is it going tonight, Leah? By the way, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. For what?
Well, you sent me a picture of the ring.
Oh, yeah. Do you believe I got it?
Yes, absolutely. So that's exciting.
I know. I can't believe it was for real. It came from somewhere in New Jersey from some woman named Jane.
All right.
I couldn't even believe it.
Well,
I got a real diamond ring for $49.
Amazing.
Amazing. I know.
Just amazing.
I know. It's beautiful. It's even prettier than in the picture.
Yeah, no, it is. It's very nice. So now,
yeah.
Now you have to go and have it appraised. You have to find out if it's really a diamond.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to. I know. It might, even if it's a CZ, I don't care.
Well,
I wouldn't care.
I wouldn't either.
Beautiful.
For $49, it was very nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yes. Well, when you first sent it, I thought maybe there was a proposal involved.
Oh, yeah. Well, he proposed back in January.
Yeah. So now you've got a ring.
But, yeah, now I've got a ring. Yeah.
Thanks to a woman in New Jersey who for $49 sold you hers. We don't know what it is, but it's pretty.
But it came from K Jewelers because it came in the bag and in the box.
Well,
you know?
You could put anything in that. You could put anything in a K Jewelers box.
Yeah, but it does say Neil Lane on it, so.
Yeah, well, I think this is great. Good for you.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'm just thrilled.
I can't wait to hear what they say when you take it in to find out what it is.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that because we still have to go in and pick out our bands.
Right.
So. So, yeah. So. I was like, this can't be happening.
I didn't
even know what it was. I thought it was nail polish that I ordered. I didn't even know.
No, this is much this is much better than nail polish.
Much better, yeah. So can I try the trivia before you get to my question?
Absolutely.
Is it people that are shot every day?
No. Oh, God, I don't know what that number is, but I hope to hell it's not 27,000 times a day.
How about birthdays?
Nope.
Anniversaries?
Nope.
Okay, that's it.
All right. And you want MGM musicals.
Yes.
Well, as you know, Singin' in the Rain is considered to be the finest of the MGM musicals. But this one, also up there, tells the story of an aging musical star who wants to star in a Broadway play that will restart his career. And the film popularized a song that became a standard. So what's the movie?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Aging Broadway star.
Yeah, and what I have to do now while we're talking is look up this movie, because I've never heard of any of these things, of course, but apparently it popularized a standard. In 1953, it was directed by Vincent Minnelli.
Oh, I feel like I really know this, but I'm forgetting the title.
Fred Astaire was in it, along with Sid Charisse.
I'm sure I've seen it, but I...
And the song that it popularized was That's Entertainment.
Yeah, I'm sure I've seen it, but I just can't come up with the title.
The Bandwagon.
Oh, The Bandwagon. Yeah, I have seen it. Yeah, I wasn't going to come up with that title, but...
Well,
but thank you anyway.
Absolutely. Glad you called.
Have a good night.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And this is going to take us to Mark in Aurora. How's it going tonight, Mark?
Oh, pretty well.
Good. Good. And you, as usual, want original Star Trek. So, here we go. In the episode, The Doomsday Machine...
Oh, yes.
What star date was it when the USS Constellation first encountered the planet killer? And this was relayed when they play back the duplicate captain's log.
I don't know, 30, 45? I have no idea.
4202.1.
Okay.
And by the way, what the hell do they mean with point one? Are those months?
I've never understood that, but that one was a famous appearance of William Wyndham.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he played the captain who ended up committing suicide.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
William Wyndham was a very fine character actor.
Yes.
He had a series called My World and Welcome to
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
And he was in at least one Night Gallery episode.
Yeah, no, he got around, and he would be 100 years old this year. And
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because he was born in 23. Why I know that, I don't know, but I do. And, yeah, he was in a number of things, Robert Montgomery Presents, you know, that kind of stuff. Five Characters in Search of an Exit. That was in the Twilight Zone.
Oh, yes. I remember that. Yeah, he played one of the puppets.
Right, but his leading role came in The Farmer's Daughter, which was 63 to 66.
Oh.
And I guess his first film role, I think, was To Kill a Mockingbird.
He was very convincing as a captain in shock. I mean, he just really drew you into the state of mind of that character.
Yeah. No, he was on tour for a while. He was doing a one-man play based on James Thurber. And that was between, you know, his guest shot appearance on things like Murder, She Wrote and all that kind of stuff. But yeah.
And somewhere along the line, I discovered that he was a member of Mensa.
We won't hold that against. He was also a tournament chess player.
Yeah, actually, I a lot of actors are really sharp.
Oh, yeah. And a lot aren't. Let me tell you what. I won't name names.
Jeez.
Some of them, man, I tell you, yeah, dumb as a load of bricks. I mean, I have a few of them. Just, whoa,
yeah.
Boy. But, yeah, so we'll leave them nameless. But, yes, yeah, some of them are brilliant. So, So, John, William Wyndham was in the Americanization of Emily. Look, we have a laser disc.
Oh.
James Garner, Julie Andrews, Melvin Douglas. Yes, a laser. We have laser discs. That's one of John's hobbies. So, oh, God. I don't know why, but we got them all. So, anyway, yeah, so. What can I tell you? I wouldn't know if they're better quality or not. Neither would you. But according to John, who can actually see, he said, oh, yeah, they are. So that's the deal there. Well, all right. So you've struck out, but there's always next
week. Didn't get it right, no.
That's all right. I'm so glad you called.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Have a good night, everybody.
You too. All right, so we'll be back with James on the South Side and his World War II trivia, and calls are cold again. So, hey, I can read more about this day in history, because thanks to Carol and this amazing show prep that she has sent, even though it's a grieving time in the Ford household right now. Her mother-in-law died, and in her 90s, but even so. All right, so, and I sure appreciate all the show prep in light of that. Well, I appreciate it no matter what, but in light of that. All right, so this happens 27,000 times a day on average in America. And people are outraged when it does. There's your clue. 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH on WGN Radio.
Baby!
Yes, I do, yes, I do.
You ask me if I could ever love you, baby. Let me tell you, girl, yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? It only sounds like the Intruders. So if you're thinking, oh, that's the Intruders, no, it's actually not. All right, 1968 on Baysound, which was a Baltimore label, and they were from Baltimore. So who are they? 888-876-5593. This happens 27,000 times a day on average in America. What happens? And Alex is a first-time caller. He is in British Columbia. Welcome to WGN Radio. Where in B.C. are you?
Hello, Raleigh. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. So where in B.C. are you?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I hear you. You don't hear me?
Oh, good. Now I heard you announce me, and then I didn't hear you anything for a while. I wasn't sure what happened.
Yeah, no, we're together now, and don't listen to your radio or the stream or anything like that, because there'll be a delay.
Oh, I've got that turned down. I know that.
Yeah. So where in BC are you?
I'm in Surrey, which is just a little bit east of Vancouver.
Yes, absolutely. An easier crossing if you're coming from Washington.
That's right. It's a real nice cross, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I heard, I've been listening to your show for quite a while, and I really love it. I just have it streaming all night long, even, and sometimes I fall asleep and wake up, and I'm in a different part of your show. It's just so great.
That's so nice of you. I appreciate that. So what did you hear that you know?
Well, the one I heard, it sounds like the one by Johnny Jack.
Yes.
Smack Madam, Get It All.
Yeah, Get It All. That is Johnny Jack, 1959 on Great. Yeah, Johnny Jack.
Great label, yeah.
Johnny Jack Greco was his name.
A few great records.
Yeah, you're right, exactly. Well, if you've got a few, you probably got them all.
I'm not sure how many there were, actually, but I know it's kind of a neat-looking label.
Yeah.
I do an internet radio show, and I played that back in 2010.
Really?
Yeah, I'm on Top Shelf Oldies, because you are familiar with that show.
Sure, absolutely. So give your show a plug. When's it on?
It's on Thursday night, every third Thursday. Not the third Thursday of the month, but every 3 weeks it's on.
Okay.
And my next one should be on the 10th of August.
Okay. Good, good. So do you know what you're going to feature yet?
No, I just, I rip in a lot of records because I'm a record collector and I keep buying them. I rip them into the computer, and I also got CDs from a collector who has now passed away. His wife gave me over 700 of the CDs that he's made from stuff he's done.
Oh,
and
wow.
I grab the best stuff, and I'll add them into the show, too. So it's just mostly stuff from the mid-50s to the mid-60s, for the most part, or anything that sounds old like that.
So what's the elusive record? The one, maybe you've got it on tape or a CD, but you don't have it on 45. What's the one that you lust for that you can't find?
Oh, my goodness, there's just so darn many of them. let me see. There's I got a big want list here. It's like a book.
Wow.
And let me see. One of them would be Floyd W. Henley, Anywhere You Go.
Oh my God.
On the Reichart label.
Right.
Reichart.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, and the Swayettes, by the way. Don't forget that. And as you probably know, that was Leon Huff's first composition.
Wow. Yeah.
So, that's a Northern Soul favorite, so it makes it a little more expensive.
Yeah, there are a few that I know I'll never see.
Oh, yeah.
And every once in a while, I'll score a big one somewhere, you know, and makes my day.
absolutely. Yeah, it's like, what the hell was the Ryketh label anyway? You know, but it was the first thing that that Leon wrote that actually got to record. But I have no idea what this Ryketh label was or who was on it. I know their address. It was Oakland, New Jersey.
Wow, yeah.
And
I don't have any on that label myself, but somewhere along the line, some collector must have played it for me, and I wrote it down and probably haven't heard it for years.
Have you ever checked? I'm going to do this while we're speaking. Have you ever checked to see if it's on YouTube?
I've checked YouTube quite often, although I haven't checked everything on my list. There's probably a couple thousand on the list.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of it you could get, but it's probably just too pricey.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. There are certain people that have certain records, and, I just won't go above, well, I've gone up to a couple hundred dollars for a 45. But,
wow. Not me. I know that Val Shively's paid over $1,000 for some 45s I really want, but I'm like, you got to be crazy. But yeah.
I know. I'm not going to pay that for a record.
No. But anyway, Floyd W. Henley and the Swayettes, Anywhere You Go on Rycat, is on YouTube.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And John Manship put him there. He put up a lot of stuff. And It Was the other side. I got to play that to see. It can't possibly be the same It Was I, could it?
I wouldn't think so, but you never know.
One would hope not, but that would be very discouraging. But so, of course, I'm looking for it. Gary S. Paxton lives. No, thank you. But so have you always been in B.C.?
Yes, I've only lived in two houses in my life, where I was raised in Vancouver, and when I got married, I moved out to Surrey. And I've actually been now here in Surrey 42 years, longer, it's the longest I've been in one house. So, well, I'm 75 now, so you can do the math. But,
just a spring chicken. No, just a youngster.
Just a spring chicken.
Yes, just a youngster. Yeah.
There's not too many people that have only lived in two places. A lot of people seem to move around, and I know a friend of mine. I mean, he must have had 20 different addresses since I knew him.
it's true. Although the majority of people, I read the statistics once, it's something like they live within 50 miles of their home from birth to death. And, you know, I've lived in so many places, I used to thought there should be a law that they spray paint the area code on the ceiling so you'd know where you were. Except now, yeah. I don't know any of the new area codes anymore. You know, I used to have them all memorized. But so you grew up listening to Red Robinson.
Yes, Red Robinson. Oh, yeah, I've met him a few times. Fabulous guy. I finally did a tribute to him one day there, and after he passed, and it was a sad day. And then, of course, the casino where they had the Red Robinson Theater, I don't know, because it got taken over by, things as...
Well, hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay right where you are.
Okay.
We're going to find out what's going on in the world at large, and we'll be back right to it on WGN Radio.
Oh, do you know what it means to be a emulsified now?
Yeah.
It goes something like this. Hey, my baby's a real gold chick. When she calls me, I'm on to a quick. When my baby holds me tight, don't you know I get emulsified?
Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And this song always reminds me of the real Don Steele. Not because he played it or maybe even knew it, but Don was one of those guys you never wanted to give him a word he didn't know, because he would somehow work it into a bit on the air. He just loved words, and that's all I could think about with this artist. Somewhere along the way, he heard about emulsified, had absolutely no idea what it might have meant, but just loved it. And came up with a song about it. And so who is he? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and you know what emulsified is. You remember that from chemistry. It's when two materials that normally won't homogenize are put together, and then, you know, you see those cute little bubbles and all that kind of stuff. It's emulsification. But in the case of this artist, he somehow equated it to his emotions for the moment when it was the woman that had his got his fancy. All right, so Alex is a first-time caller, and he probably knows that one too. I'll bet you do, Alex. Are you still with us? Or did we lose Alex? Oh, wait. This is my fault, because I think that John got his address while we were waiting. There we are. So, Alex, are you still with us?
I'm still with you, yes.
All right. So, yeah, I figure you know who that was.
No, I wasn't sure on that one.
Really?
I
Wow, you know Smack Madam, but not that one. Interesting.
Yeah, well, of course, it's a lower volume, too, on the phone as well, so I guess I wasn't paying as much attention to it.
Well, that's all right. 1963 on OK. Maybe somebody else will guess it. So, yes, I rudely interrupted you. You were saying something. And I don't, Red Robinson, for one thing.
Well, we were talking about Red Robinson, yeah. They used to have the Red Robinson Theater
and
the Boulevard Casino in Coquitlam, and when Hard Rock Casino took it over, they say they can't use any other names other than what the Hard Rock is normally used to doing, whatever. So the Red Robinson Theater name is gone now. And, in fact, inside the thing, all the tribute stuff that they had to him has all disappeared,
no.
too, which kind of bugged me.
No. Well, is that the thing that became the Molson Canadian in the Hard Rock Casino?
No. This one here is just a... It was just a casino out in Coquitlam, whatever,
Yeah.
Molson thing would be down in Vancouver.
Right, it would. You're absolutely right about that. So it's there, but under a different name now?
Yeah, well, like I was to say, they call this one the Hard Rock Casino, and the name of the theater, whereas I haven't been back since. I've been in the theater a couple of times. I don't know if they've got a name on it particularly. I haven't gone back to look. But I know his name is gone from it.
Well, I remember...
A lot of people have bothered him.
Yeah, and it's been about 10 years ago that they did that, because I think Michael Bublé spoke out against it and all that, and all sorts of acts came up and said, you shouldn't rename it, and it didn't matter.
Oh, that's right. He was an icon up here, and I'm telling you, that was just a shame.
Yeah.
I know people that have actually gone down right to where he was doing his show, and on Sea Isle, you know, was the last place he worked before he retired.
Right.
I actually recorded his last show. I put it on... Well, I have Betamax and I had VHS, and for some strange reason, you know, the connections on the recorders are all the same. They got a play and a record stop button and all that, but for whatever reason, the VHS would not take the signal from the internet, from the radio, but the Beta did, so I recorded it on Beta.
Okay.
Anyway, somebody wants me to put it on a CD for them, and I couldn't find my Beta machine, and I bought another one. I haven't tried to do it yet, but I'd like to get that on a CD.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've got The Last DJ, and you know, the book he wrote, and so.
I bought one of his books. Yeah, it was absolutely. Just anything that to do with him, I like to get.
Yeah, you betcha. And I guess he went to FM, probably even 15 years ago now, at Fun FM 104.9. He did that. I think the last station, wasn't it CISL, the AM at 650?
Yes, it was, yes.
Okay, yeah.
And then it eventually, I guess it went talk. I think it's right off the air now.
Yeah.
In fact, we just lost another station. I don't know, the AM, I've heard you talking about it, the AM dial is getting less and less because the stations are shutting down.
Well, what's on 1410 now, the old CFUN?
Yeah, that one went out.
It's
now no longer.
Is it
1410
dark?
Is now gone.
Just dark?
It just recently died. Yeah, they just recently
it went dark?
Took it down. And the old building, the CFUN building, is now, I think there's condos there or something.
Oh,
they ripped that down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's really sad. And
it's really sad.
The last I knew, they went sports. I wasn't that happy about it, but at least they were on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, that breaks my heart.
I know. And they went to CKVN for a while, too. I collect a lot of these surveys, too.
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, I was cleaning the garage the other day, and I had misplaced my box of radio surveys, and I recently found them all again, and there they were, the old CKWX ones with Red Robinson on it. And I'm just so glad I found them again.
Yeah, Chuck McCoy was there. There are a number of people at CFUN. Duke Roberts was there for a while. 1410 was a great little radio station and had a good signal.
Oh, I just loved it.
Yeah, when I lived in North Idaho, I could hear it at night easily.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got the last survey. It was only a top 10, but it was kind of a tribute thing, whatever. That was kind of neat.
So did Bell Media own it till the end?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, well, a pox on their house for turning that in. Was the tower land more valuable than the station? Is that what happened?
Well, I guess the land must have been. I don't know where the tower, you know, they're not necessarily right at the station.
Oh, of course not.
But I don't know. It was where the actual station was on 4th Avenue in Vancouver. They tore that down.
Right.
And the signal, I guess, had been going. And then, of course, they made an announcement in the radio that they're shutting down the signal, and that was the end of it.
Oh, that just breaks my heart.
I know. That was my number one station when I was growing up.
Right. No, I mean, that was a great radio station.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
That one and CKLG, the two of them, you go back and forth when you want to hear the songs or whatever. And,
right.
And Crazy Old Mad Mel came on one summer there. I know if you ever heard Mad Mel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, CKLG came
on. I think he was a summer replacement DJ. I don't think he was on very, very long.
Yeah, they started up around the time of the Beatles, like 64, I think, CKLG.
Yeah, and there is pictures of him with the Beatles type of thing, whatever, and doing all the stuff. And some of these little magazines that we've been finding, Mad Mel and that.
Right.
Anytime I see anything with Mad Mel, I try to get it. And then, of course, Red Robinson, after many, many years, they finally put that GI Rock on a 45.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, man.
I ended up buying 10 copies. I said, if you guys ever put that on, I'm going to... And I did. I bought 10 copies of it. And then I bought an 11th copy once because Red Robinson himself was at a swap meet selling it, and I got him to autograph it.
Now, Mad Mel, last I heard, he went to Australia.
I'm not sure where he went. I only heard he was kind of... I don't know. I thought maybe working in a hotel or something. I don't know if he was a janitor or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
there's a story there, but I thought he was still living in Sydney.
Yeah, I've lost track of him over the years.
Right, but no, I haven't really heard much about him since the 60s. But yeah, Mel Potts, I think, was his name.
And, yeah.
Yeah, he went to Sydney, and then I don't know after that.
When I got a tape recorder way back when, it was a little 5-inch reel-to-reel, whatever, I was recording some of this stuff, but I didn't have it when Mad Mel was around, and I mean, we got the odd thing that you can hear in Mad Mel on little clips that we got, and of course, the one guy up here is really right into the radio stations and the surveys and the whatever, and he's got a website that's absolutely the most fabulous website you'll ever look at.
What is it?
If you want to see the stations around here.
What is it? What's the URL?
Let me see. I got to...
I remember it must have been 65 or so. That's when C-Fun was calling themselves the good guys and Mel was calling himself the bad guy.
Yeah. The DJs were the good guys. Yeah,
right,
there's pictures of them.
Yeah, patterned after WMCA in New York.
I got to see if I can...
But I think the last station he was on was 2WS in Sydney. Pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
And then I don't know. That would have been the 80s. And then I don't know after that.
I'm not going to... I'm on the Windows 10 computer here. The other computer, I can find stuff real easy. But anyway, I got a list of sites and all that and addresses to get it, everything. And
all right,
new tab, Phillips.
So there's LG73, Vancouver. Tribute.
Yeah, CKLG, and there's I think they put CKVN in there too. Yeah. I mean, there was a few stations that.
Coast 800 1040 tribute page. And, well, if you think of it, if you find it, send me an email.
Okay, I will, yeah. Yeah, I know it's something to do with Vancouver Top 40 or whatever. I have to give you the exact thing, probably, you get into it. Sometimes you get lucky and you can find it, but...
Yeah, but, well, good. Well, excellent. So did John get your address?
Yes, he did.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad that Johnny Jack got you to call, and I hope you're going to do it again.
Okay, yeah, I actually, there was one time before when I got one, and I didn't phone in. I guess I was kind of nervous about doing it or whatever, But, yeah, this is the second time I recognized one. And then you guys said it wasn't too many calls that lined up. So I thought, oh, I'll try it and see what
perfect.
Happens.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Well, thank you for saving me. Much appreciated. And I'm looking forward to you doing it again.
Okay, you're welcome. Nice right, talking thanks. To you.
Likewise. Okay, bye. Yeah, okay, bye. So 888-876-5593. We got that World War II trivia for James on the South Side. And Brad in Geneva, 27,000 times a day on average in America this happens. 27,000 times. And people are outraged. That's your clue. What is it? 888-876-5593. If you don't get it, well, I'll reveal it about a half hour from now right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and yeah, sounds a lot like Bertha Tillman and Oh My Angel. It's kind of the answer record. It's okay because J.J. Jackson wrote this one too. 1968 on Audio Arts. Yeah, his wife June produced it. So who is it? 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. All right, so Brad's got a guess in Geneva on our trivia question. 27,000 times a day on average. What do you think it is?
How about robocalls?
You think it's that few?
Right.
I think it's probably in the hundreds of millions.
Robocalls. How about people not using turn signals?
Oh, yeah. Boy, it sure seems like it. All right, so I just looked up robocalls. There are over 33 million scam robocalls every day.
Jesus.
I know. And those are the scam ones, not the ones where they're not scams.
All right.
Oh, man.
What's another guy?
Yeah. Call me back when you think of something else. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank
so
you.
Appreciate it. Yeah. So let's see here. December of 2022 averaged per day 137.6 million calls a day. And, but yeah. All right, well, that's terrible news all the way around. So we've got James on the South Side. What is up, James?
How are you? How are you doing?
Well, I don't know. I'm afraid to be sick. All those links you sent me, my God, I'm scared to death to be sick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hell, you know, I mean,
I was shocked about some of them, too.
Yeah, really. Just not good all the way around. So the last thing I'd want to do is go to the hospital after reading these.
Yeah. Although I was going to take a couple quick stabs at your question.
Good. Good. I'm ready to hear it.
Okay. I was going to say injuries in traffic accidents.
No. Next.
Okay. Okay. Traffic accidents? No, that's too few.
You're right.
Overdoses.
Say what?
Overdoses.
Overdoses? No. I wonder how many there are. I'm going to look that up. How many overdoses in the U.S. every day? I don't know. A lot. And that's based on your links when you're showing me how much fentanyl is coming across.
Yeah, and then find out there's something that's actually as into the drugs itself that might kill you before the drugs kill you.
Oh, I know. That's the thing. The flesh eating something or other. I'm like, oh, God, not the flesh eating thing. Yeah. Yeah, I tell you, I'm learning not to read these late at night.
It's kind of like watching a horror movie at never before you go to sleep.
You're right. It's just like that. Okay, well, the good news is actually it's not anywhere near what we're thinking. It's more like 27,000 a year rather than a day. Oh, God.
Thank goodness that part.
Yeah,
okay.
Right, exactly. Well, you'd never know it from your links. Man, I got to that flesh-eating thing. I'm like, oh, no, not that.
Okay. Oh, and let's see. I'll take a couple more steps into the question
yes.
at hand.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see now. People arrested for drunk driving.
Nope.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to say carjacking.
Nope.
Okay, and the last one would probably be suicide?
Nope.
Okay, now let's do the question.
All right, so here we go. You'll know it instantly. Are you ready?
Okay.
Which battle involved the largest engagement of tanks in history?
Kursk.
Absolutely right. We have a winner. That is it. And that would be the Soviet Union versus Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't surpassed that number since.
And we won't because tanks, especially since this latest war, have become an anachronism.
Exactly, yes. No, it's a moment in history. Well, hang on. You're a winner as usual. Don't go away.
Oh, I was going to say about
the
music
thing. Well,
hang on a
minute. Don't go away. Stay right where you are.
Okay.
And we'll hear what's going on with the news at large and all that kind of stuff. And then another half-hour trivia, and I'll reveal this answer if you don't guess it. So try to guess it. All that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Remember the night we met.
Oh, well, that was sudden. Well, who were they? I didn't mean for that to end, but there you go. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, we'll have one more bumper stumper. I'll try not to interrupt it. That last one, 1962 on Linda. So that was one of Eddie Davis's labels. It has nothing to do with the theme whatsoever, but it just happened to be. So who were they? All right, and we'll have one more, like I say, and then maybe that theme will be apparent, or maybe you'll just recognize one of the artists. That'd be nice. We're going to get to Tim, a first-time caller, in moments, but we're wrapping it up with James on the South Side, who said, wait a minute, I had one more thing, so go for it. What's the one more thing?
Okay, I was thinking that the theme of the song, these are one-hit wonders.
Nope, that's not it.
Okay, they're covers for a more famous song.
Nope. And by the way, I'm not sure that any of them are hits, but anyway.
Okay, Okay, the last thing I was going to say is, okay, they are from a, okay, that they're, okay, all these guys were either related to somebody more famous or they were,
I'm saying no, but I'm laughing because I'm thinking all these guys had to be related to get a record contract. No, that's okay. That's a nice guess. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah, either that or they had X-rated pictures. I don't know. Some of them. But although, like I said, William Bell was in one of those groups, and Morris Chestnut Sr. was in one of those groups. So, all right, I think Tim in Louisiana is going to do some AM radio trivia, and I've got some stuff. So, Tim, welcome to WGN Radio. Where in Louisiana are you?
We're just north of Shreveport, Louisiana.
Oh, all right. Well, home of KWKH in the Louisiana Hayride.
Oh, yeah. No more of the country music on that station. It's a Fox Sports affiliate.
Yeah, but hey, you know, we can still live large when Bossier City was king and Tillman Franks was the big deal. Yes, I remember
yes,
it well.
Yes, ma'am, sure could. A longtime listener of your program, though, from way back when, and then now at WGN, of course, streaming it would be the best way to listen to you here in my area. But,
sure.
I mean, I could still pick it up on the AM
yep.
dial as well, you know.
So you want an AM trivia question?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, here you go. If you're an AM DXer, there's one dial position where, depending where you are in America, you're going to hear one of three 50,000 or more watt stations. 800 AM, what are the three stations you're likely to hear?
Let's see. Probably another one from Canada. Can't think of the call letters right up.
Okay, that's CKLW. I'll give you that. You said Canada.
CKLW,
Give me the other two.
I was going to say that. 800. Not for sure of the other two. Can you believe that?
Wow, I can't. XEROK, X-Rock, El Paso, 50,000 watts, licensed to Juarez. And Radio
yeah.
Bon Air in the Lesser Antilles, which you could get in Shreveport at night.
Oh, I remember the K-Rock one there, whatever, because I was reading up on that one before.
And X-Rock,
X-Rock, yeah. I didn't know the other one there, but 800. It's kind of iffy even at night here too. You know.
Well, yeah. Like I say, you could have gotten that Radio Bon Air not all the time, but at the time it had 250,000 watts.
Ooh,
and they used to play Top 40 at night in the 60s. And now, of course, they're all God Squad probably or something like that. But, yeah. And with X-Rock, that interesting thing about that station when they were running over power was you could take fluorescent lights out there and just be by the tower, and the lights would light up so you could have little saber fights and things like that, which is a lot of fun.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like WLW back in the day when they
still my poor heart.
Luggage.
Oh, man, that Blaunox. You know, I'm just so heartbroken about what they're doing to that site. It's just terrible. Unacceptable on every level.
I know. AM radio is just, you know, falling to the wayside every day. You know,
I know.
What I grew up listening to back in the day on the, you know, top 40 stations of, you know, from what they were, you know, like WNOE, man.
Sure.
That was the best.
1060, yeah, WNOE, a James A. No station. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Tix. And Keel and Shreveport wasn't bad.
Keel was, you know, that's what I listened to during the day.
Yeah,
of course,
absolutely.
You know, they cut their power at night. I'd listen to KXOK and.
Right, AM 630, of course.
KAY.
In Little Rock, yes. Bleecker Street, yes.
Man, it's just the list goes on and on.
Oh, yeah. No, it was wonderful. And, you know, especially in the middle of the night, most of the guys were doing the shows from the transmitters. And there was a great radio. Every last one of them was live, and it was wonderful. Who knew that it wasn't going to last?
Yeah, top 40 was the best back in the days. And,
yeah.
You know, like my dad, you know, he was, you know, teenager back in the, you know, 50s and going through the 60s, kind of, And, you know, I'd listen to that music with him and stuff, and so I just, I like it, you know. Well, 70s, of course, too, you know.
Yeah. But by the 70s, you were hearing more of Herb Jepko and then Larry King than you were top 40.
Yeah, so true, so true. But, you know, we had some, you know, good stations even here in Shreveport, you know, back in the day before they went to the junk pile there, you know.
Well, and, you know, I mean, Paula Records was based there, and Stan Lewis, of course, Stan the Man in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Oh, man, yeah. Stan's record shop.
Yeah, that was the shrine. So, and Paula and Jewel and all that. Yeah, no, Shreveport was the big time as far as I thought.
Yeah, I mean, their legendary soul station, KOKA.
Right.
You know, it the 1550 signal, you know, went down in I'd say the early 90s, I think it was. And then, of course, they're a gospel station now on 980 AM. And
yeah.
They're just, it's a good, you know, it's a good gospel station, but just the old music is the best.
Yeah. No, I know. Well, unfortunately, thank God you have the internet, because that's where you're going to hear it. You won't be hearing it much.
Yeah, that's where I'm, you know, getting all the great memories from, like, Philadelphia and all those stations like that. They just paying tribute to all those stations like that, so I have that on TuneIn.
Sure. Absolutely. All right,
yes,
Tim. I'm so glad you called. Right. I hope you're going to do it again.
Yeah, will do.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, so, yeah, good memories. And, yeah, Shreveport and Bossier City. Yeah, Bossier City was the wild side because they had, like, you know, horse tracks and kind of legalized gambling. And, well, not exactly, but kind of. All right, so let's talk to Pete in Libertyville. All right, Pete, welcome to WGN Radio. Are you there, Pete?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, good. Oh, good. So you want to do charts from 1969?
Sure.
Okay.
January.
What month? January of 69. All right. Let's see. January of 69. What was on the charts then? Nothing good, but let's find it. Let's find it. All right.
Yeah, I would have been 14.
Oh, man. Well,
I would have been 12.
Well, sadly, you weren't around for good music. You got January of 69. All right, so here we go. Well, number one song's not bad. I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Marvin.
Yes, it would. Marvin Gaye. You betcha. Number two, Crimson and Clover.
Tommy James.
Right. Number three, I'm Gonna Make You Love Me. And that was the third time it came out. First they had Dee Dee Warwick and then Madeline Bell, and then this one came out and was a monster.
Is it the Supremes?
And?
Diana Ross?
No, Supremes and?
Oh, The Temptations?
Yes, absolutely right. Number four,
right.
A good Chicago thing, Soulful Strut.
The what?
Soulful Strut, an instrumental.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
And Carl Davis and Eugene Record produced it. It was on Brunswick. It was an instrumental, and Barbara Acklin had a version with lyrics. Soulful Strut. You must remember this.
I'm lost.
All right. Well, I'm gonna find it for you and play some of it, because you should know this. If it ever comes up again, you will be able to say, yes, I know that. All right. So here it is.
Wow. Hey, Herb Alpert, do you want a breath?
No, Young Holt Unlimited.
All right. Okay.
No,
I'm sorry.
You're talking Chicago royalty here with Young Holt Unlimited. So, yeah. And
how could I miss it?
I don't know, because that was and then, like I say, Barbara Acklin had it out with lyrics. Am I the Same Girl? It was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and.
All right.
I grew up here, but I left for a while. I was out in Colorado. But...
Oh, Colorado. Well, they had a solectomy years ago, so there's no hope for no hope for Colorado, I'm sorry to say. But yeah, Young Holt was Young was L.D. Young, and Holt was Red Holt, and they were members of the Ramsey Lewis Trio. And then they split apart from Ramsey Lewis, and they added a pianist, Don Walker, and they became Young Holt Unlimited. So there.
No doubt.
All right. So now.
For how long?
Well, No, I mean, at first, they came up, the first thing they charted with was Whack Whack. I'm not making that up. That was it. Whack Whack. And then after that, I think Don Walker left and Ken Chaney came in. And then they had Soulful Strut, which was a huge record. It was the backing track from Barbara Ackland's Am I the Same Girl? And Soulful Strut sold over a million copies in January of 69. And
I'm sure it's still going on in my head now.
Yeah, and the group disbanded, I guess, in about 74. But after Soulful Strut, there weren't any real hits. But they've been sampled hundreds of times. I think they're the most often sampled group in the hip-hop genre. And sadly, L.D. Young died quite a while ago in Bangkok. And then Red Holt died just 2 months ago, right after his 91st birthday.
Wow, what are you talking?
All right, so let's see how you do on everything else. So that is Soulful Strut. You'll never forget it. Number five, Everyday People.
Sly and Family Stone.
Yep. Number six, Hooked on a Feeling, the record that Blue Swede later ruined, but this was the original. There were no Ooga Shagas in it.
BJ Thomas.
Yes, BJ Thomas is right. Number seven, Touch Me.
Doors?
Yep, Doors it is. Number eight, Worst That Could Happen.
Worst That Could Happen.
Girl, I heard you're getting married. Yeah, the group used to be the Crests, Johnny Maestro's group, and then that was the late 50s on Coed, then they got together again, and someone said, it's been 10 years for you to have another hit. You'd have an easier time selling the Brooklyn Bridge, so that's what they named the group. So, all right, number nine, I Started a Joke.
Bee Gees.
Yes, and number 10, if you get this, it's good enough. You'll have enough points to have won. And that's Son of a Preacher Man.
Oh, geez.
You can do this.
Son of a Preacher Man.
Yep. Yes, he was.
God.
Yeah.
I knew her.
Yeah, sure you do.
He's an agent.
And Jerry Wexler produced it, and it was on Atlantic.
She moved to L.A.
Yeah, she did for a while, but she's British. She was British.
Uh-huh. Okay. Not Pat Clark.
No.
It's not just the name.
The pain of it all.
She's British.
You ready to give up?
Yeah,
what are you doing? Your phone is being molested.
Yellow. I'm not sure what's going on.
All right. Anyway, number 10, Son of a Preacher Man, was Dusty Springfield. All right. Call me next week and we'll do it again.
Okie dokie.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it. All right. So I think we have time for one more bumper stumper, and then I'll reveal the theme, and I'll reveal the artist, and I'll reveal the straggler. But there's still a little bit of room for you to get in there, and lines are available. This happens 27,000 times a day on average in America. What is it? Yeah, and people hate it. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. All right. See if we can get to Stephanie and to Sherry, but first I want to give you some stuff here, like the theme for all the songs and what you heard. And the theme was all of them were big Pittsburgh records. So Mad Mike, he was a character. And, of course, Porky Chedwick. Yeah, the pork with the torque. Played records that you just didn't hear anywhere else. And I mentioned many times that the number one oldie of all times in Pittsburgh is High on a Hill by Scott English. So that should tell you everything you need to know. But what we played were, as we got one of them identified. Well, two of them, actually. But The Vows, I Want a Chance. Yeah. Just Across the Street was the Del Rios on Stax. That was the group with William Bell. Someone was the Contrails, 1966 on Diamond. Boogaloo was Tom and Jerry-O on the Jerry-O label, Jerry Murray's label, 1965. Johnny Jack Smack Madam, yeah, we had somebody guess that, 1959 on Great. Then The Binders, You Don't Have to Cry Anymore, 1970 on Sarah. And it was written by Cornelius Harp, who was from the Marcells, also Pittsburgh royalty there. Yes, I Do was the Blue Lights. They were actually from Baltimore, but a big Pittsburgh hit with Yes, I Do, 1968 on Bass Sound. 1963 on OK was Emulsified, and that was Rex Garvin. Tarnished Angel, 1968 on Audio Arts. That was Anita May. Remember the Night was the Atlantics, 1962 on Linda, Eddie Davis's label. And finally, what you just heard was Do Not Forsake Me by the Young Hearts, 1961 on Infinity, having nothing to do with a later label of the same name. All right, I've got less than 30 seconds left, so I'm afraid that Stephanie and Madison and Sherry in Naperville are going to have to call next Monday night, or sooner than that if they just want to talk. But this happens 27,000 times a day on average in America. What? A commercial airliner loses a piece of luggage 27,000 times a day. Now, 98% are located within 5 days, but if you're on vacation, that's probably the whole trip. All right, the Boston Globe reported that December 7th, 2003. 27,000 times a day, a major scheduled commercial airliner loses a piece of luggage. I told you you'd be mad. All right, so on that note, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. Above all, I thank you for calling. It makes trivia and everything else a lot easier to do. So 21 hours from now, we'll reconvene again. Until then, I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.